The study was a phase 3 randomized trial looking at lapatinib, which is a dual kinase EGFR and HER2 inhibitor, oral tyrosine kinase inhibitor, combining that with capecitabine versus capecitabine alone in patients who had progressive metastatic breast cancer. All the women were to have received previous anthracycline and a taxane in either the adjuvant or metastatic setting, and they were all supposed to have received Herceptin in the metastatic setting. And when we looked at the CRFs, fortunately, the investigators were, for the most part, compliant with those recommendations. So in looking at the data, it really was a group of patients where the large majority had indeed received trastuzumab for metastatic disease and progressed. So we did get the population that we hoped for, a more resistant group of women.
Now, obviously, these people had HER2-positive tumors.
Yeah, they had to have 3+ on IHC or amplified by FISH to be eligible for the study. They had to have normal EF, measurable disease, still reasonably good performance status, ECOG 0 or 1, even though they were pretreated. And the therapy was basically randomizing them to the approved dose of the capecitabine, the 2,500 per meter dose, or the dose of capecitabine and lapatinib that had been worked out in phase 1, bringing the capecitabine down to 2,000, which is sort of the standard U.S. dose anyway, combined with 1,250 per day of lapatinib. The lapatinib's on a continuous basis, and the capecitabine stayed 1 through 14 every 21 days.